Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
As I said, my girlfriend Mariah asked me yesterday, she said, did you actually say this? I said, if you kind of read the last quote, I've never used those words in my life.
That is Giannis today at Shoot Around and said, no, that quote out of the Harvard paper, nah, that's not for real. Didn't say it. Head scratcher. We're going to hear more from Eric Name coming up here momentarily. For over 45 years, Cousin Subs, they've been catering to parties of all sizes, from small groups to groups of more than 10,000. They have the options and the expertise to do the work for you. The customizable catering lineup includes 12 and 20-piece party boxes, big party subs, salads, soups, chips. They've got it all. Go enjoy the party. Leave the rest to them. So order online for pickup or delivery, which is now available at select locations. That's CousinSubs.com. CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, they're catering. It's where they believe in better. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Name, our basketball insider, Milwaukee Bucks basketball insider. He's going to join us on Wednesdays, normally at 12:35 throughout the season. And Eric, welcome to the program, man. Welcome back to another season of Bucks basketball, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
So how, I can only imagine what the scrum was like around Giannis today after what we read in the Journal Sentinel about that Harvard report and the fact that now he says, no, I didn't say it. So what was that like?
I mean, it was kind of interesting because so often with Giannis, he doesn't like to talk about MVP. He doesn't like to talk about free agency. He doesn't like to talk about any of that stuff. And I mean, front of mind tonight was you have the MVP from last year, the MVP from the year before, the MVP from the year before that, all in the same game. And all summer, James Harden has been talking about the MVP. So that was kind of where we started with him. And I asked him a question about, you know, I know James Harden's been talking all summer about the MVP. You don't like talking about the MVP. You never want to talk about that when we ask you about it. But he said he was the MVP all summer long, so kind of what do you think about that? And Giannis goes on to tell us, like, yeah, he is the MVP, but he's the MVP of the 2017-18 season. I was the MVP of the 2018-19 season. Like, those two things can be true, so he can think he is, but I was the MVP last year. And then he said, but, you know, those aren't things I worry about. I don't worry about talking about the MVP. I don't worry about talking about free agency, like, this isn't really what I want to do. And as soon as he said free agency and finished up his answer, I said, well, let's talk about that then, because yesterday the report came out in the business study at Harvard that you had made some comments. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on those comments and if you've been able to read them and what you think of them. And he kind of went into that exact quote that you're talking about there where he said, you know, if my girlfriend asked me yesterday, like, did you actually say this? And I said, if you're going to read the last quote, I've never used those words in my life. And he went on to say, but, you know, like, I don't want to talk about that. That's not really what we want to do. And, you know, my colleague at The Athletic, Joe Varden, is here for the game as well, one of our national writers. And he followed up on it. I was dying to, but he beat me to it and said, well, this is an actual quote from you. What specifically do you feel was attributed to you incorrectly? And again, he said, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but as I said, the last, whatever it's called, quote, paragraph, it's words that I didn't use. Underperforming or weather or deciding, all those words, I've never used those words in all my life. And I think where it's going to get interesting is, obviously, the Harvard study is going to have tapes of everything that was said, and obviously, these things are really being put into question, I think eventually we're going to hear all of those tapes and all those words that were actually said and how all of this ended up going down. So it's interesting to hear him push back as vehemently as he did because it's not something that he normally does. And I guess if we do eventually get those tapes or if Harvard just stands by it, I'm really interested to see kind of how this progresses.
So that all aside, basketball coming up tonight, you certainly think that James Harden's going to come out with a chip on his shoulder. He's got Westbrook alongside, not enough basketballs to go around. Giannis wants to prove that he is the MVP. I know it's only one game and it's the beginning of the season, and many people are picking the Bucks to win around 60 ball games, but how big a game is this tonight?
I mean, I kind of said the same thing to Bud. Bud is not someone who likes to think about these things, doesn't like to talk about these things. But I was like, hey, man, like this is pretty cool for the rest of us to have the MVP, the MVP runner-up from last year, the MVP from the year before. Like, this is a pretty cool game. And he was like, yeah, you know, I joked. He said something like, yeah, you know, I was going to call Adam Silver and be like, why did you put this game together? This doesn't make any sense. There's no big headlines. And it was pretty funny. But then he said, you know, this is legitimately really nice for us because this is a really big test at the start of the season. It's good for us to know where we are right now and where we're going to go. And obviously there's some mystery about what this Rockets team is going to look like with someone that has the ball as much as James Harden and someone else that has the ball as much with Russell Westbrook. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how this experiment works, but Bud seemed genuinely excited, which is not something he normally feels for this game because he knew it was going to be such a good test for them at the start of the season. So, I can't say the first game of 82 is big, but this is going to be fun and should tell us a lot about kind of what this team is this year.
How difficult is it going to be for Bledsoe to play tonight?
I don't think it's going to be difficult at all. I joked with Bud yesterday, or 2 days ago, excuse me, that Bledsoe was going to play in this game if the rib that, or the cartilage or whatever, like if he had a rib sticking out of him, he would have played in this game because he loved going against the league's best point guards, the league's best guards, and no one in this league gets up for the matchup against James Harden quite like he does. And, I mean, I asked Bledsoe this directly. I was like, you know, people don't like guarding James Harden. You seem to like it. And he very quickly said, no, I don't. But then as we talked about a little bit more, you can kind of tell, like, he really loves this challenge. He lives for these type of matchups, and these are the ones where he really gets up. So, I mean, I think I don't even know what you would have had to do to keep him off the court. It would have been it would have had to be pretty significant to keep him off the floor. And I don't think, whether or not he's in pain, I think he's going to be out there and he's going to be ready to go tonight.
Looking at the rest of this team, now last year, the way things ended, they built the wall around Giannis, told everybody else to beat him. They weren't able to do it, and they ultimately fall. We all know that. What about this team this year can overcome what they faced last year?
I think the one thing that stands out to me is, obviously, Giannis getting better. Like, every year we've seen from him, he keeps getting better. and that's just who he is. So we're going to have to keep watching that and seeing how much he improves. And then to me, the other thing is that you look at a guy like Kyle Korver, and I don't know that the Bucks are better this year than last year or anything like that, but I just think back to Game 6 or Game 5 or Game 4, and you think about exactly what it is that the Bucks were really struggling to do in that series, and it was to hit shots. And I just think of a guy like Kyle Korver. You put Kyle Korver in for, you know, 5 minutes in the second quarter, what happens if he hits three threes? And just like that, he's changed the game. And I think that's one thing that when you look at this team, they're thinking about. And they are going to be trying to really keep going forward with is that they got to find ways in those moments where it gets awkward, where that wall gets built, that wall has to get stretched out. And adding one of the greatest shooters of all time could do that, even if it is just for 5 minutes. And Kyle Korver's at the end of his career. He's not going to play a lot. But even in those 5 minutes, if that happens, that can be huge for this team.
Before I let you go, how many wins you got him pegged at?
Vegas over-under is 58. I took the under. I think there's going to be some nights where they rest guys. I think there's going to be some experimenting to figure out how they play better in those situations that we're talking about, where the defense really gets tough. So I'm taking the under. I think it's going to be tough for them to come out and perform as well as they did last year, win 60 wins. But there is the lingering thought in the back of my head that maybe this team is going to be like the Warriors in their second year, where they just wanted to prove to everyone that they were the best team in the league, and maybe they come out and win 65 games. But I've taken the under. That's where I feel safe.
I was going to say I took 62. I'm thinking that this team takes a couple of steps forward, and they find themselves in an NBA Finals. Is there a team in the East right now that you really fear?
I don't think there's anyone that the Bucks should fear. I think they can beat that 76ers team in a seven-game series, but that is the team. Is, you know, what can they do? How are they going to compete? I think that's the team you circle. They can put together a really good defensive lineup. They can put together a really tough team, and really that wall that you were talking about with the Raptors. The Sixers can do something similar with that. And that's going to be the thing to watch is that Sixers team. The rest of the East, I don't really think puts up much of a fight against this Bucks roster. So really for me, it's Bucks Sixers in the Eastern Conference Finals and whether or not the Bucks can win. I think they can. I don't think they need to fear the Sixers, but that's the other team you have to be at least thinking about.
Eric, always good. We look forward to doing you talking to you every Wednesday, man. And we'll talk some Bucks all season long, okay?
Sounds good to me. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Name of the Athletic and joining us for a couple of minutes. He's our Milwaukee basketball insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name, NEHM. He is going to be with us all season long. Looking forward to it. And he's going to be here.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.